This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do get involved in the conversation, seriously. Would you hop up on the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll that I have up there, along with getting involved with the smarter people than I in the chat room. Or send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Okay, let's see what we got up on the screen. Let's see what you guys have said. I mean, there's so much stuff going on out there. I mean, there's more news than just what they've got you trying to pay attention to is simply Trump, you know, making all the noise about, I was starting to get into it with Xander. I mean, really, anybody who believes that Trump was calling for violence on Hillary, right? They're just out of their minds. I mean, seriously, it's just everything that they're trying to pin on this guy on a day-by-day basis is just whack to no end. It makes absolutely no sense. I did touch on this the other day, and I hate repeating stories, but, man, you've got to pound it away. And I really just touched on the title. I didn't even touch on the story. Now, freedom of speech, right? When the right exercises freedom of speech the way they think it ought to be exercised, there's no outcry from the left. Come on, go think of that one. Right? And when somebody on the right has an opinion that you don't like, that you find offensive, they shouldn't be allowed to talk. Some of you have even said they should be killed. They should be put in jail. Oh, boy. Now, when somebody on the left has an opinion, a nasty one, you kind of let that slide by. You pretty much don't even pay attention to it. Now, whenever it seems as though that even considering a word Donald Trump says automatically makes you a racist. What's so wrong with informing yourself about the presidential candidate? Now, according to Will Smith, all Trump supporters, or those who even think have a fleeting thought of voting for him, need to be cleansed from the country. We need to be thrown out of the country. Wow. You guys got mad when I said I should have control of the voter cards? Or do you have to be a star with multi-million dollars? And we're so bad. Hey, Will, apparently the entertainment community, Hollywood, is so bad, so nasty to black people, that aren't you one of the richest people in Hollywood? Tyler Perry's one of the richest people in Hollywood? Oprah Winfrey is one of the richest people in the country? So, I just flicked through before I went on the air. I was telling Xander about it. I went through 8 stations with kind of not just game shows, but you know what I mean. What do you guys call them? Reality shows, talk shows? If I wanted to, and I don't, I couldn't get away from a black station, black show if I wanted to tonight. 8 stations. I know there's a lot of stations out there, but I didn't have time to go through the rest of them. But I'll bet you if I went through 100 stations, I would have a large percentage of those that had black actors, black commentators, black show hosts. So why does this sound like, yeah, okay, so the hypocrisy of the left. They talk about our freedoms, the speak out against inequality and unfairness, yet they condemn those who practice it. During that, during his promotional conference, Smith stated that we get to know who people are, and now we get to cleanse it out of our country. What's he mean by that? No, I'd like to hear what he has to say. I'd like to know what he means by that. We get to cleanse it. We throw him on a boat, get him out of here? Do we put him on a plane and send him out of here? Do we lock him up, send him, oh, well, do we, maybe we'll send him to Cuba. They know how to take care of their own. Or they don't know how to take care of people they don't want, what do they call them, political enemies? Right? Well, what, the thing that, Smith, like many of those on the left, are doing is they're shedding more light on all that sick and embarrassing hypocrisy that they have. That's really what it is. It's a, you know, it's hypocrisy. When they sit there and talk about us squelching the right, wanting to squelch the freedom of speech of those on the left, those who don't agree with us, you've never heard that here. I'd like you to show me where you've heard it out of the mouth of a right-wing conservative that we want to squelch freedom of speech. In any way, actually, I'll denounce it, but you guys won't. You want to do it all the time. Head over to my website, Read Clinton Zombies. I call out where they constantly try to crush our free speech, where they think we're wrong. Now, let's see. Yeah, this is just nuts that we let them get away with this. All right, some lighthearted stuff for Friday night. What about the Democrat? Did we do this one the other night? We didn't, did we? The Democrat who got thrown out of her apartment or thrown out of her, evicted for not paying a rent? That's because we don't pay, apparently we don't pay Congress people enough money. Right? Probably have to give her more money to live there, don't you think? Now, according to the Daily Caller, Democrat Congresswoman Brenda Lawrence was sued for not paying her Washington, D.C. apartment's rent. The Daily Caller found out that, they were tipped off by a neighbor who noticed that the court summons posted to Lawrence's door on August 7th, 2nd. The summons requested her to appear in a D.C. Superior Court on August 8th for a hearing. We'll finish this on the inside. Because, you know, they're always put out to us as being so righteous, so upright. They never do anything wrong. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. I'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And as I say, do get involved in the conversation, whether you're listening to me or 5,000 other shows. Okay, you really do, you need to get involved in the conversation. You need to find out how the other people think. How they approach things. Seriously. All right, let's get back to it. If you think I'm off, you think I'm wrong, you think I got a couple of screws loose, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay. So the Daily Caller really went into how the Democrat congresswoman was evicted for not paying her rent. And the only reason we call her out is a Democrat. I mean, normally I don't do stuff like this, but you call her out because the left seems to be so righteous about everything the right does wrong. anytime the right sneezes the wrong way, right? I mean, every time they sneeze the wrong way, what happens? Yeah, they're all over us like white on rice about how bad we are. Anyway, so, you know, it's about time we start giving it back to them. Let's call it out. Now, several members of Congress complain about the high cost of maintaining a home, both in D.C. and their state. In fact, since she was mayor of Michigan in 2008, Lawrence has complained about foreclosure homes and a lack of support from the banking industry in granting mortgages. Is that what got us in trouble in the first place? Mortgage companies, banks were just hanging out mortgages like, free apples on the street? However, it's not the first time the congresswoman failed to take care of her rent. In 2010, she fell behind $75,000 in mortgage payments for her condo, but she paid what she owed once she received a foreclosure notice. Lawrence's problem is more likely a lack of responsibility rather than a lack of money. She should not wait to be hit with an eviction lawsuit before paying. She's a congresswoman. All right? So, you know, it is expensive to live in D.C. I got that, and I'll give you that. You don't have to live there. And since a lot of the Congress people have a problem with a place to live, why don't they do that? Why don't they buy one of those buildings or use one of the empty buildings? We got, from my understanding, we've got hundreds of empty buildings in D.C. that we own, that the government owns. Turn them into little condos. Turn them into little one-bedroom studios or one-bedroom apartment, or whatever it's called. Right? Let them do that. And then you can live in there, right? Especially junior congressmen. Maybe that's what we need to do. Or make it, I don't even care if you make it closet size. Because, you know, you don't want them to get really comfortable so they move in forever. You know, I don't want to own these people. I don't want them around forever and ever and a day. So again, maybe we do that. Because I know they're paid per diem. I just don't know what it is. And we wouldn't have to pay them the per diem anymore. Just give it to them. Give them the apartment. Say, you want anything better than this? You pay for it yourself. How's that? We don't even give you the difference. You get to pay for it yourself. You don't want them too comfy because then they never want to come home. And we've seen that from some of the, I've had Congress people in my area don't show up for a year. In a recent speech, the UN climate chief candidly admits the goal is not, don't tell anybody. Listen. The goal is not to help the environment. The goal is to end capitalism. No, seriously, that's what she said. Now, anybody reading the website or the website with this information on any significant period of time could tell you this is a long time ago. This website posted that's what climate change was all about. It was all about, you know, burying capitalism. Now, from the Investors Business Daily posts at a news conference last week in Brussels, Christiana Figueres, yeah, I think that's it. Yeah, Christiana Figueres, executive secretary of UN's Framework Convention on Climate Change, admitted that the goal of the environmental activists is not to save the world from ecological calamity, but to destroy capitalism. That is the first time in history of mankind that we're setting ourselves the task of intentionally, within a defined period of time, to change the economic development model that has been reigning for the last 150 years. Her words, not mine. Referring to a new international treaty, environmentalists hope will be adopted at the Paris Climate Change. This is probably the most difficult task we have ever given to ourselves, which is to intentionally transform the economic development model and bury it. She said it's all about capitalism. The evidence is prima facie for a feudal order that lasts about 1,000 years. It's produced zero growth and kept workdays long and lifespans short. The countries that have embraced free market capitalism have enjoyed a system in which output has increased 70-fold, workdays have been halved, and lifespans doubled. But who wants to live longer, especially in this garbage? And this is well known. Why is it that the left do that the lefties? Yeah, they do that on a regular basis. You can hit them with fact. You can show them. I mean, some of these are surveys and research that are done by their own people, and they don't quite come back the way they wanted it to come back, did they? Right. Anyhow, somebody sent me this earlier and said, "It's an interesting little spew here." They said that they had this unfortunate experience of being in the doctor's office when the spew, or the view, came on earlier. So, of course, that she's a loving Italian phrase here. That the faccia brutta whoopee, which means, you know, well, I'm not going to tell you what it means. You look it up. Opens the show by talking about politics. And then Joy Behar, she opens her mouth. And there is nothing about that woman I like. I'm sorry. I don't hate her because I don't really hate anybody. But there's nothing, absolutely nothing about that woman I like. She opens her miserable little pie hole, and they were talking about the out-and-out hatred between Dems and Republicans. And one of the other women asked, when did it get so ugly? So naturally, Behar says that the disrespect started when Joe Wilson yelled out, "You lie," during the Bamster's State of the Union address. Yeah, that's when they started hating each other, right then and there. Every Dem got up and said, "Oh, we hate Republicans for that now." It started when a shoe was thrown at GWB, and the left applauded it. This has always happened. It's like I said before. I'll finish up on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What are you, a couple of nitwits?
Another session of Sanity right here on the real side. Hey, Friday night, dancing music, right? That's not with me. You can dance by yourself over there. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat rooms, texting, tweeting, and being a part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you spent with me. I do appreciate the time that you send me these stories. You know, some of you take time. You send them to me on a regular basis, so I know you're out looking for them. You know, so you must be paying attention. Hey, Chuck Schumer says we should waive tax. Remember the story I did the other night on the Olympics? How that the government wants a tax. The IRS wants to tax your their gold, not the gold medal itself, but the money they make for winning the gold and that kind of thing at the Olympics. I don't know what it was. I think it was on $25,000, it was 13%, 14%, whatever it was. Whatever it was, doesn't matter. They wasn't charging for it. So Schumer says, no, we shouldn't. That's not right. We shouldn't do that. You know, especially since it's because of all their hard work. So apparently if you build your business with hard work, 60 hours a week, you know, beating your brains out to make something happen, I guess that doesn't count. That means nothing. So he wants them to waive. So without the teeny sense of irony, Senator Chuck Schumer today announced the proposal that the American Olympic medal winners should not have to pay taxes on the cash prizes they're awarded and the value of their medals. Now, Schumer's reasoning behind lifting the tax, well, because hard work and excellence should not be punished. And, you know, apparently he doesn't remember or know or even understand his own position regarding taxation. I mean, they pretty much try to tax everything. Every single little thing they can get their hands on, right? Now, it's not a severe lack of awareness. He's not stupid. He knows that Olympians are held in high regards by the public. Most people think it's ridiculous that an Olympian is charged to have to pay tax on the medals that they bring home. And he knows that taxing Olympians is stupid. But it's not because of their hard work. It's because they don't want to take the crap that they're going to get from the general populace for doing something as stupid as this. And then, as somebody says, then the money the money paid to those who don't work are going to get money from those who do work. Isn't that great? Let me see. Socialism. We're back to that again. Have you seen the pictures of the supermarkets in Venezuela? Nothing there. They're empty. And they're not Photoshopped. They are empty. And this is a CNN news story. A new decree by Venezuela's government could make its citizens work on farms to tackle the country's severe food shortage. That's effectively amounts to forced labor. How's the socialism working out for you guys down there, huh? According to the Amnesty International, which derided the decree as unlawful. It is, yeah, okay. Hey, you want to eat? You want to get food to the supermarkets? We need help in the fields. In a vaguely worded decree, Venezuela's officials indicated that the public and private sector employees could be forced to work in the country's fields for at least 60-day period, which may be extended if circumstances merit. Trying to tackle Venezuela's severe food shortages by forcing people to work in the fields is like, you know, we're trying to fix a broken leg with a Band-Aid. Now, Erica Guevara Rosas, America's director of Amnesty International, said in a statement, this is just not right. President Nicol Maduro is using his executive powers to declare a state of economic emergency by using a decree he can legally circumvent Venezuela's opposition-led National Assembly, or the Congress, which is staunchly against Maduro's actions. And if you think about that, this guy, and by some of the articles I've read around it, this guy was a former progressive lefty union boss. You know, they wouldn't do something like that, right? Seriously, right? They wouldn't do something like that. They're for everybody. They're socialist. Everybody should work. Everybody partakes of each other's work. I wonder how they do that in the Olympics. They come home and everybody gets a piece of the gold medal. Or does the gold medal go to the government? Maybe the money goes to the government. I hadn't thought of that. There is so much garbage going on out there. And you guys keep sending me this stuff. I don't mind. You keep sending me this stuff on a regular basis. Now, back to what I was talking about before. So I'm watching The View. I don't know how many of you actually watch The View. Do you really, like, watch it with any depth of thought? Well, it's kind of background noise, isn't it? So this whole thing started when the person who wrote this went to a doctor's office. And they were watching The View, and Whoopi opened her mouth and wanted to know when politics just got so bad, so ugly, so nasty. And Joy, I don't know, who named her Joy? If I was your father, I'd come back out of the grave and go, that was the wrong name for you. Right? And she says, they were talking about the out-and-out hatred between the Dems and Republicans, and she said it got ugly. After Joe Wilson yelled out, "You lie," during one of Obama's State of the Union addresses, which is not true. That's not what it got ugly. Ugly long before that. Right? I mean, remember when the shoe was thrown at George W. Bush and the left made a big deal out of it? They applauded it. They thought it was wonderful. They thought it was great. We heard the term about GWB being assassinated. You know, they forget all these terms that they used. They forget all these things that they said years gone by. Well, not even that long ago either. It continued when George W. Bush and Laura sat there graciously at Hussein's inauguration speech. Right? And there were many from the Dem community that cheered and jeered George Bush when he left. Basically going, you know, goodbye, see you later, ciao, goodbye. That's when a lack of respect started. See, when you don't demand respect from the very top, and even before then, it wasn't just then that this lack of respect for the country started to happen, lack of respect for our leaders. Our leaders don't, really at this point, very few of our leaders deserve any respect whatsoever. So, you know, but when you add to it, when you hypocritically have done exactly the things that you're getting mad at the right for doing right now to your president and others, I mean, that's hypocritical, is it not? Anyway, hit head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch Live, Listen, Live, take the poll. There's all kinds of stuff you can do up on the website there. You can get involved in the conversation going on in the chat room. You can send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. And again, I always appreciate when you take the time to write me. I try to respond to it. Don't always do a good job, but I do try to respond to it. Let's see, what else we got? I'm going through all the stories you sent me this week I couldn't get to. Oh, here's a good one. Firefighters that were fired, you ready for this one? for hanging an American flag have now been reinstated. Wasn't that wonderful of them? The crazy thing about this is, why were they fired to begin with? When it comes to hanging an American flag, that wouldn't even be a thought in my head. Now, the group of firefighters that were asked to take down the American flag and remove patriotic stickers from their helmets have reportedly been reinstated after being accused of racism. The controversy began when Maywood Fire Chief Craig Bronow issued a directive to his department to remove all stickers and other displays from their lockers and helmets. Bronow explained to reporters that he made the decision because of the photograph of a smoking monkey that could be viewed by some as a racist. However, no complaints about the monkey had been lodged at the time. Now, I know we have to get in front of some things. Notice I said, I know we have to get in front of some things. Not everything is a racist picture. Not everything is a racist remark. Not everything has some kind of hidden racist meaning behind it. Again, we talked about it earlier with Xander. We've gotten to the point now where almost anything that comes out of your mouth is racist. Whether it's, what is it, the pronoun that's used to speak to you or of you or about you? Right? What you're going to say about a certain situation or issue or group of people? It's all racist. Here go the movies. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
That would help, wouldn't it? We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a good time. Well, I have a good time. I don't know whether you do or not. I do. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me know where I'm off. How dumb I am. Why I don't have it right. Look, I'm used to it. What's really funny is every time I'm called out by the left, I always ask them the same questions. They never really beat me up with facts or where they get their facts. It's always simply just, I'm just wrong, period. Which I've never understood because I can't be wrong about everything, right? Correct? I'll say right. Say correct. Again, always a pleasure. All right, so I forgot where I was. Was I still telling us that, no, I wasn't. We're talking about the firefighters that were fired. Firefighters that were fired. Yeah, go ahead. You do that. I'll wait. Firefighters that were fired for having flags and stickers of flags on their helmets. Now, I remember doing this story, and I remember the fella was upset because there was a smoking monkey, and he thought that could be viewed as racist. So now any animal that may have been associated sometimes with, you know, a group of people is now going to be racist. I would never associate that with the black community. That makes no sense. So according to the local station, that complaint would not have been possible because the picture that was being referred to was removed from lockers years ago. The firefighter, now a lieutenant, did not understand why anyone would have taken a photograph of that picture in his locker and held on to it for years. Now, Bronau is facing charges of creating a hostile work environment, and some are calling for his termination. While he has only been chief for 2 years, Bronau has worked in the department for nearly 20. So he knew what was going on. Anybody think that some of this was a way to get back at some of the guys that have been on him for years? Right? I mean, anyway, I can go down that road. I can have a field day with that. But putting the American flag on anything, it should never be stated that it could be a problem and start a fight. If the American flag starts a fight, we have bigger problems than the American flag hanging there. So Obama's been struggling to find a connection between terror attacks and other things going on around him. So a little meme was put up to help him kind of tie it all together. So we all, you know, after many of these mass shootings, and it doesn't matter what they were yelling at the time they were shooting, it doesn't matter that they were asking questions as, are you a Christian? Do you know Christ? Well, now you're going to go meet him. It doesn't matter that those kind of things were being said by the shooter, because, hey, we wouldn't know. We still don't know what's going on, right? So he even made the question at one time that the common connection with these people is, you know, they're all crazy kind of thing. Well, Mr. Obama, there's more to it than that. And by laying this out, doesn't mean that I'm saying everybody is from this group. It's just that everyone who has committed terror, true terrorist acts at this level, have been from that group. And it goes all the way back to, what do we have? We had the shoe bomber. He was a Muslim. He was a terrorist. He wasn't a Christian. He wasn't an NRA member. And there was the other people that fall into those categories. Remember, write this down. The people I'm going to mention were Muslims. They were terrorists. They were not NRA members. And they were not Christians. The Fort Hood shooter. The underwear bomber. The USS Cole bombers. Now, that's a clip and a half. The Cole bombers. I don't know if you guys have ever seen that, but they're on a little raft as they're approaching the USS Cole. And they're saluting these guys. So the terrorists are saluting the guys on the Cole like it's almost like it's a game. And that's why the Cole guys, you know, they had their guard down. They just thought it was a bunch of, you know, nut job locals that were coming towards the boat. Couldn't do much damage. There was only two or three of them. So the then there's the Madrid train bombers. Then the Baffy nightclub bombers. The London subway bombers. The Moscow theater attackers. The Boston Marathon bombers. Pan American Flight 93 bombers. Air France. Am I driving the point home yet? President can't seem to find a common denominator on all of these. Right? The Air France hijackers, the Iranian embassy hijackers, the Beirut U.S. Embassy bombers, the Libyan U.S. Embassy bombers, the Buenos Aires suicide bombers. Hate that term. The Israeli Olympic team attackers, Kenya U.S. Embassy attackers, Saudi Kabar, the tower bombers, Beirut Marine Barracks bombers, the Bessian Russian school attackers, World Trade Center bombers, Bombay and Mumbai Indian attackers, Achille Lauro ship attackers. Yeah, remember that? They threw a handicapped man, a Jewish man. See, this is why I say they're the biggest bunch of cowards to ever be on this planet, or one among the biggest ones. They threw a crippled guy in a wheelchair overboard. It takes a lot of guts to do that, doesn't it? I mean, you're a real man if you can pull that off, aren't you? Bunch of jerks. Just totally a bunch of jerks. Unreal. Where was I? Trying to make you sick. That's where I was. But where was I? Okay. The Russian school, the World Trade Center bombers, Bombay and Mumbai Indian attackers, the Achille Laurel ship attackers, September 11th attackers, and the Orlando gay bar attacker. Well, let's not forget the San Bernardino attacker. Right? And you look at all that, and every one of them was a Muslim. Every one of them is considered a terrorist. Every one of them was not an NRA member. And every one of them was not a Christian. So I'm sorry, the common denominator. That's what I was talking about. They're not NRA members. There's one. They're not Christians. That's right. Look, I'm not trying to make Christians out to be perfect, and you guys know that. If you've been listening to the show for 10 minutes, you know that. But I have yet heard anybody, you know, running around shooting people in the name of Jesus. Attorney General Loretta Lynch said that the motives of the Orlando terrorists may never be known. Really? What newspaper is she reading? The Tehran Daily? Lynch said investigators may never pinpoint the single motive, not discounted witness reports suggesting Mateen might have been at Pulse before and had gay tendencies. We're still looking into that. We're not ruling anything out, she said. And in a 9/11 call from the club, Mateen pledged solidarity with the Islamic State, and Lynn said there's no doubt that he had read and been interested in extremist propaganda on the Internet. Okay? We believe that it's certainly one avenue of radicalization, but we want to know if there are others, she said in an interview. Sure. Let me see. He proclaimed his allegiance to ISIS. On the same night, he murdered almost 50 people. He pledged allegiance to Abu Bakari al-Baghdadi, who he said, may Allah protect and keep. He said he did it on behalf of the Islamic State as well. I mean, what does it take? So if you walk up to her and you say, I'm doing this in the name of Jesus. I'm taking these lives in the name of Jesus because they go against my religious beliefs. You do not need a kindergarten graduation certificate to be able to say, well, he just said what he was going to do it about or why he's doing it. But when she says, but we will somehow never know, we may never know what his motive was. See, I don't understand. And then he went on when he made the 9/11 call to the operator. He identified himself as an Islamic soldier, which I understand doesn't necessarily make him one. Right, I can call somebody and identify myself as a Secret Service agent. It doesn't make me one. But he demanded the United States stop bombing Syria and Iraq. Now, the Islamic State ISIS even went on to take credit for that attack. All right, and it demands death for any homosexual. So I'm sorry, I'm trying to figure out what the scenario is here. What is so hard to understand? Why can't they call it what it is? It was an act of terrorism carried out by a Muslim extremist. Why is that so hard? It's actually not. He's just being stubborn. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We will be right back.